get started again. I'd like to resume the open meeting and welcome everyone to the first board meeting of the new academic year. To start our meeting, we're going to first remember a former board member who was the epitome of grace and dedication to the University of Illinois. Mrs. Susan Loving Gravenhorst passed away last Sunday at her home just shy of her 88th birthday. Mrs. Gravenhorst served as a board member for three terms, 1985 to 1991, 1991 to 1997, and 1997 to 2003. During her terms, she was chair of the board from February 12, 1997 to January 15, 1998, and January 15, 1998 to January 20th, 1999. Mrs. Gravenhorst was a member of the board when trustees were actually elected to the position, and I understand she would talk of her campaigning experiences regularly. She really enjoyed meeting people and telling them about being a trustee for the University of Illinois. At this time, may we observe a moment of silence to honor Trustee Gravenhorst. Thank you. We will now hear a performance of our state song, Illinois, by Miss Sophia Bird. Miss Bird. Oh, let me tell you a little bit about her. Miss Bird is a junior at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign studying lyric theater. Sophia began her career singing with the Chicago Children's Choir, through which she was able to perform such works as Otello and Carmina Burana with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and Riccardo Muti. She has performed alongside artists such as Yo-Yo Ma, Jennifer Hudson, Kurt Elling, and Chance the Rapper. Her song, I See the Light, was featured in the Spike Lee original motion picture, Chirac. Sophia made her New York debut in the world premiere of Pulitzer Prize nominee Ted Hearn's new work, Place, followed by Tony Award nominee Heidi Rodewald's The Good Swimmer at the BAM New Wave Festival. She appeared in Lyric Theater at Illinois in collaboration with Krannert Performing Arts Center's production of Crazy for You, and placed first at Chicago Nats 2019 for college women second year. Most recently, she played Sandy in Cedar Point's production of Beach Blanket Beagle. This coming season, Sophia can be seen as Woman One in Lyric Theater at Illinois' production of Songs for a New World, Eve, at the New York Prototype Festival, and will be making her LA debut as Ted Hearn's Place travels to Walt Disney Concert Hall. That is quite a resume. Welcome, Miss Bird.
Gently flowing, Illinois, Illinois, o'er thy prairies verdant growing, Illinois, Illinois, comes an echo on the breeze,
President Killeen, I think that's known as a tough act to follow. Nevertheless, you will follow. And would you please introduce the university officers and the Senate observers who are here as our guests?
Absolutely. I'm delighted to introduce Chancellor and Vice President Robert Jones from Urbana, Chancellor and Vice President Michael Amiridis from Chicago, Chancellor and Vice President Susan Cook from Springfield, and the other university officers and staff, University Counsel Thomas Barrows, Vice President, Chief Financial Officer, and Comptroller Vijay Ghosh, Executive Director for University Relations Thomas Hardy, Vice President for Economic Development and Innovation Ed Seidel, Secretary of the Board of Trustees and the University D.D. Williams, Executive Vice President and Vice President for Academic Affairs Barbara Wilson, then representing the Senate, the University Senate's Conference and the Springfield Senate, Magic Wade, Assistant Professor, Department of Political Science, Springfield, representing the Urbana Senate, Bettina Francis, Associate Professor, Department of Entomology, representing the Chicago Senate, Sandra DeGroot, Professor and Scholarly Communication Librarian and Chair of the University Senate's Conference. Finally, representing the academic professional staff, we have Brian R. Brower, Associate Director, Illinois Fire Service Institute at Urbana-Champaign. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
President.